Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing It Has Always Been the Soldier. And then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled God is Exceedingly Greater, from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21.
Not NBC or CBS, ABC or CNN, giving us the freedom of the press. Not Republicans or Democrats, conservatives or liberals, giving us the freedom to verbally express. Not the campus organizer, all the demonstrations, giving us the freedom to march, freely march and disagree. Oh, can't you see? It has always been the soldier has made the sacrifice, standing strong and proud in battle, willing to lay down his life. Somewhere there's a soldier, he's looking at a picture of his little girl. Oh, he wishes he was home. And somewhere there's a soldier, and he's reading a love letter from his wife. And she is telling him how she feels so all alone. And somewhere there's a mom and dad who cry late in the night for a son who won't be coming home, a son who gave his life. Freedom isn't free. Oh, can't you see? It has always been the soul has made a sacrifice, standing strong and proud in battle, willing to lay down his life. To the angry man who shakes his fist and burns the stars and stripes, the same flag that drapes the coffin of those who gave their life. There is no other place that you will go and you have ever been, where the blood of soldiers gives the right to burn the flag again. It has always been the soldier who has made the sacrifice, standing strong and proud in battle, willing to lay down their
specific promise today God has directed towards you and I, because He has the ability to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think or even imagine. That's the power of our God. So the reason we believe God has the ability today to heal sickness. And it's because today He's exceedingly greater than any sickness that we can have. Amen. Some of you have just taken the report of the doctor and said, well, I guess that's the way it is. Well, have you read God's report? With His stripes you're healed? Whoo, glory. Amen. It's the power of the blood of Jesus that can remove every infirmity from your body. Today, the reason we believe is the fact that God can meet our every need is because He's exceeding greater today than anything present in our life. Oh, I'm like David of old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor see begging bread. Amen. The reason we believe today, listen, we got too many people today depending upon the government. Come on now. We got too many people today trying to get everything they can today. Listen. Folks, let me tell you, God will supply your every need. He really will. He'll take good care of you. Amen. We haven't missed any meals. We're satisfied. We're happy in Jesus. And God is taking good care of us. Folks, if we get less people today on all these programs that the government's got and get them out there in the market and let them learn and live in, I tell you, we'd have a whole lot better economy than we got. Amen. Maybe I ought to run for president. Amen. David, would you vote for me, son? Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo! I'd have to put the Donald in his place. That'll be all right.
That'll be all right. Let the duck run. That'll be all right.
I'm not running for the duck. I've got the highest office in the land, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm a child of the King preaching the Word of God. There's no higher calling down this earth than that. Amen. Praise God. The reason that we believe today with great hope is because we have a God today who in His presence is the fullness of joy. So why are you walking around so defeated and looking like you've licked the bottom of an old sow churn? Amen. I mean today, let me tell you, the fullness of joy is greater than any depression that you'll ever know. Amen. Folks, you don't have to live in depression. You can stop living in depression. You can stop using it as your crutch, bless God. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God can bring you out of whatever you're in. We talk about people how they're delivered from drugs and alcohol and all this other stuff. Let me tell you what, He'll deliver you from anything. But the first thing that He wants to deliver you from is yourself. Because you get bound up in all your issues and all your things of life, and you get into depression, and your house becomes a prison to you, and you don't even want to come out of the walls. Hallelujah. I tell you what, brother, I'm glad today I'm alive and well. I'm so glad today that, you know, we all have depressing places and times in our life, but I'm glad, bless God, that God will bring you out. He'll keep you out. You've got to remember how great and how amazing and how good our God is and what He has done and how He's done it. You've got to remember today He's the author of this book. You've got to remember He's still on the throne. You've got to remember today He holds all things in His hands. You've got to remember today He created this world with just the speaking of His voice. And He said, let there be, and there was. Amen. That's the power of our God. This is the same God that condescended and sent down His blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can have a Bible that is saturated with the blood of Jesus, that will forgive our every sin, that will heal our every disease, that will lift our every depression, that will bring us out of whatever we're in, that will bless us beyond measure, that will take us beyond today whatever we thought we could be, because that's the power that this book today possesses, and that's the power that our Savior, He brought and He sought and He won at the cross for you and I, that He won the victory, and thank God the blood has sealed it today, and I'm sealed by the blood, redeemed by the blood. I'm a child of God by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, God is just that good. That whatever and whenever it comes to you, whatever you're facing, you can say, it might be bigger than me, but it's not bigger than my God. Amen. Remember, God is what? Exceedingly greater. Now, you're saying, he didn't read the scripture. I am now. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Psalm of verse 14, Ephesians 3. Words on the screen, or you can follow in your Bible. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. God, I'll underscore that. Dwell in your hearts by what? Faith. That ye, being rooted and grounded in what? In love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth all knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Woo, good God Almighty. I could just spin off and preach on that this morning. To be filled with the fullness of God.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796, and press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.